How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And by great to talk to you as always. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great. Love chat with you guys. Wish I was there with you, but I'm here in sunny Sunrise with the crew, hustling, getting ready for next year.
Well, Matt, you know, you build off the momentum of the team that won the President's Trophy last year, 122 points, and put up incredible numbers. First off, we got to talk about and ask you about the momentum from that season and the exciting going 34-7 on home ice and that. How has that translated into the success in this offseason and going into next season?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, you know, I try to tell the business staff, you know, that we can't just sell wins and losses. We got to provide a great experience. We have to do right by our fans no matter what, but certainly, I mean, anyone would tell you, any owner, any CEO, you know, salesperson, that, you know, winning is a big driving factor and very important. Like, what the team did last year is incredible. It was their best season, you know, really, at least the regular season that the franchise has ever had. I mean, it was historic by any means. President's Trophy was amazing. We're very proud of that. I know it didn't, you know, end where we wanted. It ended abruptly in the second round, but we did get our first round win, which we've been, you know, chipping away at for many years now. You know that very well, Randy. Yeah. And the fans were great. I mean, of course, we were all upset about losing in the second round. And I, you know, I had my therapy sessions, you know, days leading after the loss. It's hard. You care so much, but fans were amazing. I mean, everybody was, they really lifted me up with emails and texts and stuff that I received and social media of how much fun it was. You know, we're all trying to win ultimately, but, you know, we also want to have a good time when you come out to the arena. So I was so proud of that. And yeah, I mean, it's just very simple. I mean, every revenue line item in the whole franchise, including attendance, of course, are at record numbers. You know, we got people that are, you know, spending their hard-earned money, you know, and coming out of COVID and choosing to come out to us. And you know, we announced a number of big deals last season, you know, that have been kind of in the making. You know, so it's good to see big corporates that are investing in us. So it's good. Yeah, we just got to keep building on it. We can't get complacent. We can't, you know, just rest on our laurels about last year and just keep this momentum going and carry it into next year.
Matt Caldwell, Panthers president, CEO, kind enough to join us here this afternoon as we kick off our coverage of the 2022 NHL draft, which is always an exciting time and a benchmark in the hockey calendar. Matt, we've all been here for a long time, and we've seen this thing building up and kind of going off what you just said right there. I know when you're out wearing a Panthers shirt around town, people would say things. People knew what this team was building. Did you sense that buzz growing around town in the marketplace, and how rewarding was it to see that buzz? Because on game nights we felt it inside and you could feel it outside.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the in the arena, the attendance, if you're there, I mean, I think all the revenue, all that speaks for itself, you know, and the numbers and all that, financially, all that stuff speaks for itself. It's they're just raw data and facts. But you know, you nailed it. What I was more excited about is what was going on outside the arena. And you know, for a while, you know, the team had struggled, and, you know, the Viola family has done everything they could to turn around and get it going. We've, you know, we need everything right, but we had our ups and downs. We had some good years here and there, but now it's totally different. We've had two real consistent years. Bill Zito's leadership's been phenomenal. We've weathered some storms, and anywhere I go now, first off, a lot more people recognize me now. You know, a few years ago, you know, I'd walk around, and not that I'm any kind of celebrity or anything, but it's very obvious. Just going to restaurants, going around my neighborhood, going, you know, I live right here in Fort Lauderdale, and going around Sunrise, Parkland, Coral Springs, people recognize me, you know, other staff members, Bill, of course, coaching staff, players. Players have told me that a lot of them are getting recognized. They used to actually enjoy not getting recognized. Sometimes it's nice to be able to be private, but it's also like, yeah, you know that, Randy. But it's also nice to see the buzz. I was just talking to someone this morning, one of our staff members, that I had to go down to Miami and Hialeah, which is, you know, a lot of our markets, Broward County and Palm Beach, and we do draw from Miami as well, but only certain parts of it. And they were at a hospital, and they just had to go there for a checkup. And, you know, doctor was like, oh, I'm a huge fan. I just bought season tickets. And all these little anecdotes, like, they all add up. You know, the Nat onesies and twosies, I can tell you, if I did some kind of analysis and collected it all up, it's multiples greater than where we started. And it's, you know, the brand's alive. It's really exciting. And when you go to like league meetings, I just got back a few weeks ago from the Board of Governors, which is, you know, the commissioner, Gary Bettman, all the owners, and my old family has me go there and represent them. And it was, you know, we're up there with the big boys now. You know, people have a different view on the team and how far we've come. And, you know, and you know, teams like Tampa and Nashville and Dallas and, you know, Carolina, of course, you know, in recent years, they're all folks we want to beat on the ice, but off the ice, they've set a nice trend, you know, to show that the growth of hockey outside of Canada, outside of the original six, Northeast, and it's great to see all these Sunbelt franchises doing well. It's great to see.
Matt Caldwell, the Panthers president and CEO, joins us here on our draft coverage. Matt, the team and the league released the schedule for the upcoming season. I'm really excited about it. Maybe take us through not only some of the highlights from the schedule that I think is very, mm-hmm. very fan-friendly, and some of the times, and especially you got those prime dates on the Saturdays, the weekend games, and then it kind of leads up to what's going to be an exciting kind of long weekend when the Panthers are going to be hosting South Florida, and Fort Lauderdale will be hosting the NHL All-Star Game.
Yeah, no. Listen, schedule is always a hot topic. We it's very important for all teams, but especially for us. We know our market. We know we're an event town. We understand where the building's located. It's not the most convenient for, you know, kind of where population centers are. But, you know, regardless of all that, you know, we put in a lot of requests. You know, we have a great season ticket holder base that comes to all the games, which is wonderful to have. By the way, you know, for next year, we'll be over, well, and we haven't hit it yet, but just the way we're pacing, we'll be over 10,000 season ticket holders, you know, between all of our fulls and then the folks that, you know, come on a half game basis, but, you know, we kind of equalize it all by adding two halves to be a full. We have our new premier plan, which people are super excited about, which are all the premier top games, the weekend games, the top opponents. So we're going to be over 10,000, which is wonderful. I mean, more than half our arena is already, you know, baked for next year. And then the schedule is vitally important. I mean, just to simplify it, you know, we push for weekend games as much as possible. You know, that we've heard our fans loud and clear. We've done surveys. We've seen results. We've seen people, you know, last year we had, you know, Buffalo on a Friday and San Jose on a Saturday, and, you know, great franchises, but not normally our biggest draws, but, you know, Friday and Saturday nights, people want to come out and see us. And there's a lot of local fans, and those are some of our biggest crowds of the year, more than, you know, even Montreal or New York Rangers. So you can, and no offense to folks from Buffalo or San Jose, I don't think they were flying in, you know, in droves for that game. You know, so it's all local fans, which we're excited about. So we're getting new people. So over half our games, 22 of our games will take place on Thursday and Saturday, which are two hottest nights. Thursday nights are super popular. We have 10 Thursday games and then 12 on Saturday, which is our most popular date. So we're pumped about that. We open up against the Flyers. Good draw. It is a Wednesday, but I think opening night at this point is, with the way the team is, going to be really, really exciting. And then we got Tampa a few days later on that Friday night. So, you know, obviously with the rivalry with Tampa, that's been one of our biggest draws now. You know, back in the past, we didn't have as much of a rivalry as we do now, and we'd have to depend more on some of the bigger you know, franchises, the Montreals, the New Yorks, Torontos, but now the Tampa rivalry and that game is hugely popular from attendance and revenue. So that's awesome. We have the All-Star game, which is phenomenal. We've been working on that ever since Vinny bought the team. We got the draft early on, and then early on in his ownership, and then we were able to get the All-Star game. So we're super excited. That's going to be phenomenal. I know a lot of teams are excited to come to Florida and South Florida, especially. We got Colorado right off their Stanley Cup. I mean, that's going to be an amazing matchup. That's on a Saturday night, which we're pumped about in February, which are always big draws for us. So we'll be fired up to have them come into town. So it's good. It's I think you never get everything you want, but I think the major pillars, especially get back on a regular cycle now, is phenomenal. So.
Yeah, those schedule makers have a heck of a task ahead of them each and every year, and the Panthers have a lot of good dates, no doubt about that, over the course of it. Just to get everybody updated where we are in the draft, the Blackhawks right now are on the clock with number 90. The Panthers will be making their first selection at number 93, so we've got that coming up here shortly. Panthers president, CEO Matt Caldwell joins us. And Matt, you talked about a lot of the weekend dates and things like that there, but the Panthers have a smattering of 4 o'clock Saturday games on tap this year, the first of which will be a game against Ottawa at the end of October, October 29th, to be exact. But kind of an exciting thing there, and something that should be fun for all of our families that like to get out and attend the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's another one. That's probably, you know, we have so many different customer segments, but you know, the family of four, young kids, parents that grew up with the team, and that's really our core base, you know, generally speaking. So we tried to get, you know, weekends, of course, but then, you know, times that work best for families. And we moved our Saturday games to 6 o'clock last year. That was hugely popular. We've gone back, you know, all teams go back and forth between 7 or 7:30 during the week. We've tried everything. We've settled on 7 o'clock during the week, ultimately because our families like it a little earlier. I mean, I got two little ones now, so I understand if my wife wants to come, get there 5:36, enjoy it. You know, game starts at 7. You know, by 9-ish, hopefully we're up, you know, 4-1, and if she needs to get home for the little ones, she can take off. So, or, you know, I'm always encouraging them to stay. And but, yeah, 2 years old and 6 months is always tough. But yeah, so I think that's good. The league was, you know, very accommodating, I should say, working with us.
Before we let you go, Matt, we got to ask you as well, and I've always been a big fan of this individual, Paul Maurice, longtime yep. NHL coach. What does this signing of the head coach, Paul Maurice, coming to South Florida, the way he communicates, and a veteran coach that has had a lot of success, been around, what does this mean to the Florida Panthers franchise?
Yeah, it's a huge development. You know, Bill Zito, we've been super happy with as GM, and we fully empowered him. We're very collaborative with him. We're obviously very supportive with the budget, but we're very much, you know, behind him, and he's got a great staff. We don't make any decisions in isolation or piecemeal fashion. It's we consider everything. And, you know, I think what it symbols, you know, everyone is entitled to their opinions and stuff, but I think it shows, at least from our view, you know, and we feel strongly in our opinion that we're just never satisfied. Never satisfied. You know, Vinny said from day one, we want to win the Cup. I think every team says that. I think every team has that goal, at least come training camp. But, you know, we've always tried everything to, you know, make every decision possible to win it. And, you know, when we've made mistakes, we've admitted them. We've adjusted fire, if you will, to use a military term. And, you know, we had a wonderful season, like, from, you know, from a business standpoint, and for, you know, President's Trophy, regular season, first round of playoffs, all those things are amazing things that this franchise hadn't seen, you know, in the President's Trophy's case ever, but, you know, in a very long time since they went on their run back in 96. So I think a lot of people might have been satisfied with that, and we're happy that our fans love it, and they're having fun, and they're renewing their seats, and they're buying more. But we're certainly not satisfied with that. The Viola family's not, myself, Bill, the rest of the staff. And, you know, we did, you know, Bill, he said, you know, from the moment the season ended, he was going to do a deep, thorough search. If you know Bill or you watched his actions over the last 2 years, he's a deep thinker. He looks at things every which way. Because at least we know, you know, it's hard to get every decision right. You're not going to be 100%. Sometimes even just being 75% is good. And, you know, baseball, you bat 300, it's great. But you, if you put all the inputs and the process in, it makes you feel better on the other end. So we did all that, and we deep dived on everything. We wanted to give our staff from last year a chance, but ultimately, Paul just checked so many boxes that we were looking for. He's obviously very experienced, and he was so aligned with the way Bill sees our team, the way Bill sees the future, and that alignment's like so important for what we're building here. So we're pumped.
Yeah, I think with the way he communicates, the way he's engaging, approachable, going to play really well in the South Florida market as well, with media, with fans, with the hockey staff, mm-hmm. players, obviously. Great hire there in Paul Maurice. Last thing here before we let you get going, Matt Caldwell, Panthers president, CEO, here with us this afternoon. Matt, I know talking to you, it always gets us fired up about Panthers hockey. I know a lot of folks in the listening audience right there probably feeling the same thing. We're about 3 months away from dropping the puck on a new season. But, Matt, we got a select a seat event coming up on Wednesday night out at FLA Live Arena. I know I'm going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really cool to be able to do something like this in person and get in touch with a lot of our fans out there. But tell the folks about that. I know if anybody out there is thinking about reserving a seat at FLA Live Arena for the Panthers coming up this season, Wednesday night is the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we've done some of these in the past. This is common in sports. I would say this year is very much different because a lot of seats are already taken and they're going, and we have limited supply. There's a ton of demand. I mean, I don't have to tell you. I think you could just see it, you know, online or talking to people. So there's nothing better than coming, spending time with us, doing things in person. I mean, even in the remote, you know, Zoom, post-COVID world, social media world, to me, all those things are very important, but nothing's better than meeting our staff, spending time with us, feeling us, walking around, sitting in your seat. And we pride ourselves on service, and you know, we hear something, you know, that a fan doesn't like, we try to dig in on everything we get. So I'd encourage all of you to come out July 13th, next Wednesday. We have an incredible sales staff that'll be showing what's available, and there's nice incentives, and there's nothing better than feeling the energy this summer and next week and picking your seat. So we're going on sale with our, you know, the schedule's out, and we're going to be going on sale with single game seats soon. So once that goes, you know, games are going to get picked apart, especially all the big ones. We have, you know, 22 weekend games. They're all going to go very quickly. So come get your either season ticket or your premier plan. Let's go from there. And as we're talking, I'm seeing Panthers are picking. So you got to make sure, I got to shut up and you guys can announce that.
Matt Caldwell, Panthers president and CEO here with us. And yes, the Panthers about to make a selection here. But Matt, we thank you very much for stopping by. Panthers president and CEO taking some time out for us. Matt, thanks again. And we will see you. We'll see you very soon. But again, thanks very much for stopping by here on our draft show.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
right.
Matt.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Matt Caldwell, Panthers president.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.